If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Well, good morning. That's right, take a stretch. Walk down to the kitchen. Pour yourself that first cup of joe. Now wait for it, wait for it.
Lou Manfredini here with you, the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN.
You're listening to Lou.
Ann is in Naperville. Hi, Ann.
Hi, how are you?
Your calls all morning till 10, where there are no stupid questions.
But, Lou, what about those deep-found stains that we get
in toilets?
Right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
712 in the morning, the Mr. Fix-It Show, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. Good morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Ace Hardware and also AceHardware.com. Chilly morning this morning in the city. A little snow coming later on this morning. So hopefully you are ready for this cold weather snap that's going to come next week. And if you've got anything going on in your life that you'd like to talk about, particular about your home, just give us a call, 312-981-7200. Lots coming up this morning. A really interesting Noodaloo 2. And what I want to do before that is I want to welcome back Veronica Carter, who we chatted last week, but I was not in studio. And hello, Veronica Carter.
Hello. I was going to say it's nice to see your face, but I kind of see your face all the time. You're everywhere.
I know. I'm like a bad penny.
At least you have a pleasant face if you're going to have to see it all the time.
Right. I was thinking, I said, well, remember this TV show?
Yes. Welcome back.
This is for you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Lindsay, you never watched Welcome Back, Carter. You have no idea what that is. You weren't even born.
I mean, I know of it, but it was not my TGIF.
1975, maybe, Veronica?
John Travolta at his goofy best, maybe?
Yeah.
It was just such a silly show. I can't. Wasn't there a Vinny? I remember a Vinny. Or was he Vinny?
He was Vinny.
He was Vinny.
He was Vinny.
And he wasn't very smart.
No, and then there was Horshack.
Horshack, that's right.
And then there was something Washington.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there was the... What was the other guy's name?
And
there was Vinny, there was Horshack, Washington, and then there was the Juan something. We'll have to get the cast.
And that was back in the day when everybody knew the show because you only had three channels.
Yeah, that's right. Well, maybe four, right? But nobody watched the four because it was hard to get in.
You had to move
the antenna. Lindsay has no idea. She grew up and always had cable.
You know, every once in a while, I will say to my son, why don't you go warm up the TV for me? And he looks at me like I'm insane.
Oh, my God.
Because we actually had to do that.
Really?
Yes. You had to turn it on and let it, like, fire up.
Yeah. Huh. There were things called tubes.
Yeah, they all had to fire off
right.
before it would work.
That's why we say, what's on the tube tonight?
Yep.
Correct. It was a tube. That's right. Or don't...
Epstein.
Right.
Juan Epstein.
Yes.
Juan Epstein.
I knew the text line would come
in
handy.
Juan Epstein, right. Exactly, right. So that was a good one there. Now I'm at the age, there was a scene that always I remember now because there was a scene where Mr. Cotter... trying to remember his, he had a really cute wife, the actress that played his
Can't
wife.
Can't remember her.
Very 70s-ish, you know, the bell-bottom pants.
Mm-hmm.
She just recently passed away, I think.
Hmm.
But he gets out of bed in an episode and kind of goes, oh, like that. He goes, oh, my gosh, that's the sound my father used to make. And I'm now at that age where I'm making those sounds. Well, it's nice to have you here. It's very nice. I know you were at WBBM for a while, and
mm-hmm.
I used to enjoy listening to you, I believe, in the afternoons and early evenings, right? You used to host over there?
Exactly. That's,
right.
I left here to go do that.
That was when I was doing my research. I only listen to BBM when I'm researching.
Right,
right.
Right.
You know, what's going on. I research typically on the 8s. And then my research is over.
You know, exactly me too.
So anyway, nice to have you here.
Thank you. And
we'll talk to you again at 7:30 or when news breaks. Veronica Carter will be here. So I want to preface this Noodaloo 2 with a little bit of a tease. So when I took the Noodaloo 2 out of a box, if anybody knows me, you know that, I'm an interesting person, and I don't mean that in a, just kind of an, there's an odd part of me.
You're just an odd duck.
Yeah, but not in a bad way.
No.
But if there's something that I really like, I will stop for a minute and kind of try and take it all in.
And say,
Right. And so, and this happened when I took this thing out of a box. My kids were there, and they said, it was, you had that look on your face like that time we stopped to look at that car. Okay? And so I'll relay that story to you coming up at 7:50 because my kids laughed out loud when I did this, when I saw this certain kind of car when we were driving one evening. And I took this thing out of a box, and I did the same thing, and I was just studying it, and I put it together, and I was like, before I even turned it on or did anything. So it's kind of cool. That'll be coming up at 7:50. Then after 8:30 this morning, we're going to talk to a gentleman who works with a company that can do stonework on your house, the existing house that you have. The company's out of Canada, isn't it? I believe that's right. Yeah. So that'll be coming up after 8:30 this morning. But let's get to your phone calls right now. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. This is Judy in Plainfield. Judy, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a question, Lou, on radon testing.
Okay.
And there are so many kits out there and so many choices that I'm overwhelmed, and I was wondering if you could recommend one of the brands or...
So I don't really care what brand you use. They're all prefaced on sending it into a lab to have them do the analysis.
Okay.
And this is really a precursor to you having a professional do this. And so, quite honestly, if you're concerned about radon, you know, one of the most common ones around the Chicagoland area is a company called ProLab. And the test will cost you $10 or $12, but then you got to spend another $30 to send the vials in. And the way this one works is there's two little vials that they give you. You open them up, you place them off the floor somewhere in the basement, and both of the vials are near each other, maybe 6 inches apart. You'll read exactly the instructions, but I think I have this right. And I think you leave it down there for 48 hours.
Okay.
Then you seal it up, and you put it in their envelope, and you send them a check, and you fill out the form, and they will send you an email with the results of whether or not you have high radon content or not. Now, what I will tell you is, if all of a sudden you get a reading that's super high, and you know, you're freaking out, spend another $30 and do another test on another part of the house.
Oh, okay.
Right. So, and then if it's close and you're like, wow, you know, it's, I think it's 7 parts or below. I think it's 4 parts. Where you're okay. But in other words, if it's within that range, then, you know, and you're like, that's not so bad. But what is causing you to have this concern, Judy?
A friend is talking about, they're worried about the cancer. And so I just thought, well, we may as well have it tested and see.
It's $30. And I mean, not that we don't want to waste $30, but, you know, I guess you could argue that you could spend $30 on that and have peace of mind, or you could go spend it on the Powerball ticket and not win anything at all.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely. Well, if you find out that you have radon, you want to know, too,
absolutely.
You can take care of it. So it's worth a lot more than $30.
You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. So, try the ProLab test kit and you'll be fine.
Now, where would I get that?
At Ace. You can find it at your Ace.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they'll have it. They'll have it in stock.
All right. Well, Leigh, I really appreciate your help.
You got it. Have a great morning. I appreciate you calling this morning.
Thanks a lot.
Take care. Bye-bye. It's, what time is it? It's 7:20 in the morning. Lou Manfredini, the Mr. Fix-It Show. Good morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after these.
Now back to Lou on the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
7:24 in the morning. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. The Mr. Fix-It Show. Let's chat with Rosemary in Chicago. Hi, Rosemary.
Hi, Lou.
That's a beautiful name, Rosemary.
I've worn it well. It's been very good for me, I'll say.
You had it your whole life? You didn't change it?
Never changed it, no. And I've always liked it. A lot of people didn't like their names, but I loved mine.
Did your friends used to call you El Chapo?
Not that much. Is his name Rosemary, too?
I think it is, but that's why he goes by El Chapo. He's a little embarrassed by it. I think it works for you, but I don't think it works for him.
Not at all.
How can I help you, dear?
Well, I recently bought two light fixtures, one in the kitchen, one in the dining room. And suddenly, my radio is full of static. So I thought, oh, I'll just listen to my transistor radio. And when I bring it in that room, it's full of static, too.
Mm. What kind of light bulbs did you use?
Well, in the dining room, I have those little ones that look like a flame, you know, those real tiny ones. And they're like 60 and 40 watts. And the other one are those newfangled ones with the filament showing.
They're old ferrous bulbs, they're like the old time bulbs.
Right.
Right. If you unplug the lights, there's no problem.
Correct.
Yeah. So it's a frequency thing. I'm getting a lot of these questions. The reason I asked about the light bulbs is that LED bulbs. The new LED bulbs that I'm telling everybody to go use and try have a problem with interrupting frequencies. And even though they meet the FCC requirement, there is some interference, or can be, based on how a house is and, you know, the shape and where the radio's placed, how it's plugged in. It's surprising to me if you have regular incandescent bulbs that you're getting this, but I bet it has to do with the frequency being interrupted. I'm curious. I want to talk to the engineers here at GN with the AM frequency, if they're going to have to do something to try and combat this overall, because I do hear this problem a lot. Now, there are filters that you can buy to plug into the wall that then you plug your radio into.
Okay.
So where are you in Chicago?
Right close to your neighborhood.
Okay. So there is a company called Monster that makes a bunch of electronics equipment. They make wires and cords and surge protectors. And they have one that's a small... You know how you can plug in a splitter on your outlet where it takes it from 2 and turns it into 6?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, they make something like that, but it's a surge protector that may, that's why I say we have to try it, help to cut down on this interference where you have the radio plugged in. Where is the one radio that you use that's plugged in?
It's in the kitchen. It's under cabinet.
Does the cord come down and plug into the splash area?
Yes.
Okay. So go to the Ace and buy one of these. And open the package carefully and save your receipt in case it doesn't work.
Okay.
Plug that in, then plug your radio in there, and that could help. The only other way you're going to solve this problem is, you bought the lamps and you put them where you want them. So,
right.
I mean, you could change them because it's probably the neutral wire in the wiring of your house that's carrying this frequency through. You know, you may have to, one thing is to change where the lights are plugged in, or... An electrician can run a dedicated neutral line from the kitchen back down to the panel, and that may help. But, I mean, now all of a sudden we're spending all this money. All you wanted was a couple new lamps.
Right, exactly.
Right? So try this Monster surge protector. Give it a try, and that may help.
Okay, very good. I'll get one right away. Thank you.
You have a nice day. Appreciate you calling. 7:28 in the morning. Quick break and then news. Don't go away.
Now back to your host, your go-to handyman, Lou Manfredini, on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Get a trumpet stinker. 7:38 in the morning, the Mr. Fix-It Show. Good morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's see, who do we have here? Sue is in St. Charles. Hi, Sue. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Happy New Year to you.
You too. Happy New Year.
Thank you very much. We have a bi-level, and when the
I grew up in a bi-level.
Well, good for you.
Well, you know, it's a different kind of way to live in a house.
Yep. It is.
Right.
It definitely is.
It is.
And it's about 35 years old, and it seems that when the washing machine is emptying the water into the tub, that the bathtub down there starts to fill up a bit with water, and the problem seems to be getting worse, and there's a foul odor with it. So
your washing machine drains into the tub.
Right.
And so when it drains, because it's such a volume of water, the tub fills a little bit as it drains.
Correct.
Okay.
But the bathtub,
which is on that level.
Right, which is right on the other side of the wall, actually.
Right.
So water starts to come up in the bathtub. Not a lot, you know. Well, I'm not sure how much, to be honest with you, but it's getting worse because I can smell it then when I'm down there.
Right. So your sewer line that those two feed into is clogged.
Uh-huh.
So that, you know, more than likely that tub goes into the wall. It goes into a cast iron, you know, spot. Mm-hmm. Then that tub also goes into probably a Y and then feeds into the rest of the house. And so all the lint and everything that comes out of that thing is probably clogging there. Now, what you can try to do yourself is use an enzyme down both the tub and the drain in the evening to see if you can munch away some of that stuff. And it may take a couple of days of trying this. So there is a product called Robic, which is an enzyme that you mix with water, then you pour down the drain in the tub and pour down the drain in the bathtub as well.
Okay.
And let it work down in there and let it sit overnight.
Okay.
Then I would go ahead and take the way to test this, if it's working, is fill the tub.
Uh-huh.
With this, you know, not fill it, but put, you know, a couple, 3 inches of water in the tub. The bathtub. Then take a bucket of water.
Uh-huh.
And fill that, and then pull the tub and dump the bucket of water in the laundry tub. I need volumes of water to try and push and loosen the things that the Robic was eating up.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
So I'm going to fill up the bathtub, you know,
a third of the way. Then you're going to take a bucket of water, a gallon or so. Hot water would be best for both.
Oh.
And this is after you've done the Robic first time, and it starts to munch away and eat away some of the stuff that's there. Then when you pull the tub and dump the bucket at the same time, or, you know, relatively the same time,
right,
I'm forcing a large volume of water through the drain. And that's going to hopefully grab some of that stuff and loosen it up. And then if you're like, wow, there it goes. Now, that same night, the second night, I want you to do the same thing with the Robic once again.
Okay.
If none of this works,
yes,
it costs you $10.
Right.
And you still need to call a plumber to rot it out. But if it works, you fixed it for $10.
Right. Got it. Okay. Robic. R-O-B-I-K?
R-O-B-I-C.
R-O-B-I-C. Probably available at Ace.
Atta girl.
Thank you so much, Lou.
M-O-U-S-E. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. This is Frank in Carpentersville. Frank, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Lou. How are you?
Good. How can I help you, sir?
Look, I have, on the outside of my home, I have two lantern-style fixtures that are constructed from plastic. The tops are hinged, and that's how you replace the light bulb. But around the lantern, you have plastic panels that are removable for cleaning. When it's windy, the wind blows, and when it's rainy, maybe a little moisture gets inside. In addition to the wintertime, maybe a little bit of snow. My question is, I like to use LEDs on the outside of the house, but I know they don't generate that much heat. And is the heat required to burn off that moisture that kind of gets blown inside that lantern because it is not 100% sealed?
Well, I mean, yeah, they don't generate a lot of heat, but they do generate some heat. And you can use them outdoors. I mean, you got to make sure you buy the ones that are rated for indoor outdoor, but they're completely sealed. I have no problem with you using LEDs outside.
I was just wondering, maybe during the winter months where it is colder, all times of day, that I'm better off using an old school incandescent light bulb to burn off any moisture or snow that gets caught up in there.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? It's worth a try. I'll tell you what, right now, I mean, not to be overly promotional, but Ace has got some super deal on their LED light bulbs for, you know, if you're a rewards member, you can get a bulb for like $2. And why don't you just try it and see what happens? And if it doesn't work, you can use the bulb somewhere else.
Yeah, I was just concerned about moisture getting caught in the fixture and blowing a circuit breaker because of moisture.
No, I mean, I'll tell you this. If on the fixture side, if you want, one of the tricks is to if you want to seal the socket, before you put it in, take a little Vaseline and put it around the threads of the male side of the bulb before you put it in there. And that'll create a little seal. It'll also keep it from rusting or, getting stuck if you ever want to pull it out. And that'll help keep the moisture out as well.
Yeah, create like a barrier so this way when I go to remove it, it won't break off.
Correct.
Thank you so much, Sam.
You got it. Have a great day. Appreciate you calling. 7:44 in the morning. Quick break. When we come back, it's our Noodaloo 2 that, I'm excited about, but I have a couple reservations, but I'm excited about. You just have to listen. We'll be right back.
Kind of makes you want to have a cigarette and some scotch, doesn't it, sweetheart?
That music is coming straight out of this week's New to Lou 2. We love our New to Lou 2s. Some are super practical, some are creative, some are handy, some you don't really need, but they just look really cool. Well, that last one's kind of like this week's New to Lou 2. If you're looking for something more stylish for your audio streaming needs, we don't think it gets more hipster handsome than the Gramavox Bluetooth speaker. The Chicago-based company has built a Bluetooth speaker in the shape of a gramophone horn. The bold design and vintage sound is inspired by the 1920s Magnavox R3 horn speaker. It's a timeless looking piece that allows you to stream a little nostalgia into your life. It's not just a novelty hipster item, though. The steel S horn is actually manufactured using 1920s techniques to give you that truly vintage sound. It's available with a wooden base of either walnut or maple. The Gramavox has minimal physical controls, safe for a power switch, micro USB port, and a 3.5mm stereo output to fit in with the decor of any modern abode. Unlike the gramophones of yesteryear, you won't have to waste precious energy cranking this thing up. Just link the Gramavox to any Bluetooth-enabled device and let the good old tunes roll. Those good old tunes come with a price tag, though. The speakers start at a hefty $349, but hey, they look and sound really cool. We put a video up on Lou's Facebook page, and we're going to add some links and photos on WGNradio.com, on the Mr. Fix-It page, also on Facebook, and also on VibeScore. Download the free app on your iPhone and vibe about it. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
Okay, so this thing gets sent to us, and I looked at it like I looked at the 1970 International Scout that I was with my kids driving in Wisconsin, and it was for sale. And I said, oh, we got to stop. And I stopped the car and I got out, and there was this 1970 International Scout. Now, anybody that knows what a 1970 International Scout is, it's awesome looking. And it was completely restored. And I get out of the car, and it was at night, and the lights from the car, our car, were shining on it. And I just stood there and looked at it. And I just looked at it with a big smile on my face. And I think it was Carmen rolled down the window. You're so weird! Because I was just looking at it. So this Gramavox, gets sent. It's a block of this particular one that they sent us is cherry wood. It's about the size of a brick. Okay? Beautiful. Just a simple block of wood with one little brass hole on the top. Then, out of the box, I take, and it's all wrapped in like a velvet bag, okay? This giant black, matte black textured painted horn that sort of looks like the end of a French horn, but it's black. And you pop the thing in the top. And I set it up on the counter. And I plugged it in because, you know, it's a battery. You got to charge it up. And I just looked at it. And I thought, it is the coolest thing I've ever seen. And from a decor standpoint, I mean, I couldn't. I was just looking at it, right? And I was like, this is so cool. So then I Bluetoothed it with my phone, you know, the music with my phone. And I turned it on and I started playing the music. And that's where I kind of is my reservation. So it is the coolest looking thing you ever want to see. The sound quality that comes out is just okay. And so to the company, you got a tiger by the tail here. First of all, what you didn't say in your Noodaloo too is it's $350.
I did say that.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I wasn't listening.
Sure, are you listening to over there?
I listen to BBM. It's almost traffic time. I want to give them their due. They're probably going for that gramophone sound, because that's,
and they are.
That's how it sounds.
Right.
Okay. So I get that, but I wasn't expecting it. And here's the flip side. This was at our house in Wisconsin. We have a Bose, one of those Bose speaker things that you plug the iPod into.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's older. It's probably 6 or 7 years old. The old iPod, you know, with the old plug-in, sits in a little dock. And I'm always amazed by the sound quality of this Bose thing that my wife bought me, I don't know, you know, 5 or 6 years ago for Christmas. And so my expectation was that's what the sound was going to be like. And it's a little, can you play the beginning of the Noodaloo 2? Just the beginning of the music.
You're going to get my little
Noodaloo.
No. Kind of makes it here.
Wait. And then I'll tell you to stop.
Kind of makes you.
Oh. Okay. So that little tinny horn sound.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what a gramophone sounded like. So I get it. But I don't want you to think that you're, if you're an audio guy or an audio gal that loves great sound, like I don't think David, who loves music and loves how it all sounds, I think he would think it's really cool.
I think he would too. That's exactly who I was thinking. He loves the record, you know, the old.
Right. But the sound is just this little tinny sound.
Mm-hmm.
And for $350,
sure.
I want it to sound a little better. So I don't know how I feel about this. It's a certain application. It is the coolest looking thing, and it's such a simple design, and I love the fact that it's local. I just wish that the sound was a little less tinny, but I think that horn thing coming out of it is one of the coolest things I've ever seen. So check it out. It's on our Facebook page as well as WGNradio.com, and I'll package it back up and send it back to them. Because they want me to send it back.
Oh man!
Well, I got to tell you, I was a little upset by that we have to send it back.
Oh. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now, I didn't give it a glowing review, and it has nothing to do with me sending it back.
Right.
It's cool, but note to self: if you're going to try and get all this promotion on the big 50,000-watt blowtorch, I mean, I would give it to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wouldn't be for me. As you know, we get sent a lot of stuff. If we kept everything, we'd both be divorced, right? Because the UPS truck comes every day, and it's all, what are we going to do all this? You know, Mary Beth's constantly saying, what are you doing with all this stuff on the back porch? You know, and I got to do something with it. We donate it, you know, give it to somebody. So anyway, but I'll send it back. 7:56 in the morning, quick break, and we'll be back right after these.
Problems around your home keeping you up all night?
I have a brick ranch house. I notice that when it snows, the snow disappears on the roof. She's up on my-
Fear not. You're tuned in to the right station.
I got an inch and a half PVC discharge line, and it got frozen.
Hey, on this show, you might just get lucky if Lou can answer your question. You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Wait for it. Remember, this was the Russian police, the Russian police choir that sang at the Olympics. I love this. This was great. This was so unexpected. We were doing a remote out at Present Run, and I heard it for the first time. And you weren't there. It was, oh gosh. I love this girl that sat in for you. Went to Iowa. Come on. I can't hear you. Still can't hear you.
Are you up?
Not yet. Now you are.
Caitlin Fry.
Caitlin Fry. She pulled this. I said, we got to play this. This is great. The Russian police. This hour, the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems and by Lindemann Chimney Company. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. I was thinking, I haven't heard from Steve. I haven't heard from Steve Alexander in a while. And he sent me some jokes. And I'm always nervous about these jokes. Veronica, would I consider you a blonde?
Yeah.
Hold on. What still is playing. Plays forever. I got to figure out how to turn all this off. Here we go. All right. Well, then are you easily offended, Veronica?
God, no.
Okay, good.
Been in radio way too long for
all
that.
Right, good,
I am.
Good. Are you? Well, we've known each other too long. Well, this is a blonde man joke, okay? So this is a blonde man shouts frantically into the phone, "My wife is pregnant and her contractions are only 2 minutes apart." And the doctor says, "Is this her first child?" And the man says, "No," shouts the blonde man. "This is her husband." Someone asks a blonde man, "Why do scuba divers always fall backwards off their boats?" To which the blonde man replies, "Well, if they fell forward, they'd still be in the boat."
Okay.
Now that's smart.
That's smart. Right. A friend told the blonde man, "Christmas is on a Friday this year." And the blonde man said, "Let's hope it's not the 13th. I'm here all weekend. Enjoy the veal. 8:14 in the morning, the Mr. Fix-It Show, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Here's Debbie in Palatine. Hi, Debbie. You're on WGN.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Are you a blonde?
Actually, I am.
I apologize for offending you if I did.
I had a good chuckle.
How can I help you?
Well, I'm calling because I just need some peace of mind from you. My daughter recently bought a new home. Well, it's not a new home, new for her, in Mount Prospect. After they moved in, I found out that it had a radon remediation system. Is that the right word for it?
Yeah, mitigation, remediation, sure.
Okay, so it's all supposed to be taken care of. She has two small kids. Should I be concerned at all?
Well, if the mitigation system was installed properly and it's working correctly, then no.
It was done by professionals.
Yeah, so then no. But if you're looking for more peace of mind because you're worried about those grandkids and that's your job, your job is to worry about them and to spoil them. I had a lady call in the 7 o'clock hour. We were talking about radon. You can go buy a home test kit. That'll cost you $30 for the lab component. There's two little vials that you
can.
Right,
I heard that whole part.
Right, so just go buy
that was your first call.
Go buy the test, put it in there, spend the $30, and send it off. Within 3 weeks, you're going to know.
So even though they have that system in, that's just like checking to make sure it's working.
Absolutely. Here's the thing with radon. Okay, it's a real thing to be concerned with. Okay, it is a cancer-causing agent, and in certain parts of the country, the levels of radon that can come up through the ground into a basement can be those levels high, and in particular, if you spend a lot of time down there, it could lead to health issues. So one of the easiest things to do is to open up a window and put a fan in it, and if you move that out, it's gone. Now, the problem is it's hard to do that in the middle of February in Chicago.
And they do have a basement, and it's a, you know, fully below. There's just a little bit of window, so you really can't open them.
Correct. And so with this mitigation system, what they typically do is there's a fan in there. There's probably a pipe that goes up the side of the house.
Yes.
And that fan just runs 24/7, and it's just drawing all that, probably coming off the sump pump, drawing all that that point where it's coming out of there and getting it out of the house. Radon is everywhere. Okay, Debbie, as we're walking around, it's out there. Now, when you're on the street, it gets dissipated because it's you know, it's above grade and the air is there. But down in the basement where it's closed in, that's where it becomes an issue. And the thing is that, you know, as you go in the neighborhood at your daughter's house and you're just like, well, wait a minute, how come the neighbor doesn't have a radon mitigation system? Well, it can literally be house to house because of the way the soil is made up. So go buy the test, put it down there within a week. Well, I mean, it takes 48 hours to do the test. You send the thing off. Within a couple of weeks, you'll have the results, and then you'll have the peace of mind. It's the best. It's the best $30 you're going to spend.
Thank you so much.
You
I appreciate
it.
Your help.
No problem. You too. I appreciate you calling this morning. This is Carrie in Crystal Lake. Hi, Carrie, you're on WGN.
Hi, good morning.
How can I help you?
We have a 20-year-old house in Crystal Lake. It's a two-story. The front is brick, and the three other sides are cedar. For years, we have had a leaking problem. It started with a first-floor window, and now it has advanced to the second-floor window, and which is the window directly over the first floor.
That was leaking.
And we hit, yes. And we've had the roof replaced since then. We've had somebody come out, and they said that we needed to have the brick sprayed, sealed.
Okay.
And we have also been told that the brick was not laid properly with the wicks.
Okay.
So I don't really know where to go from here.
Okay. So when you look at the where these windows are, the
yes.
leaking is coming from the top.
Correct.
Okay. And have you ever opened up a wall to see what's going on?
No.
Okay.
That's what I should do.
Well, no, before you get to that point, there is on the outside of that window, on the first floor window, you can reach that relatively easily?
Yes.
Okay. There is a metal angle iron that goes across the top of that window that the brick over the window sits on, called a lintel.
Okay.
Are you writing this down?
Yes.
All right. Now, when you go outside and you look up, and you've probably never paid attention to this, you're going to say, huh, look at that. There's a metal angle iron that's holding up that brick over the top of the window. I think it's called a lintel.
Okay.
Okay. Now,
yes.
do you know what a torpedo level is?
No, I do not.
All right. It's a small little level that's about 6 inches long.
Okay.
That you can buy at the hardware store for just a couple bucks.
Okay.
On that lintel, I want you to take the level.
Okay.
Perpendicular to the window.
Got it.
And I want you to hold it to the bottom edge of that metal that's going from, you know, it's from the side of the window to the side of the window. It's cutting across.
Right.
So in other words, the brick goes up. That metal angle iron is sitting there, and then there's bricks on the top. It's supporting the bricks that go up above.
Got it.
I'm going to guess that that lintel is pitched backwards.
Oh.
And so that angle iron, when they laid the brick, it, you know, when they're building a house, they're supposed to slightly pitch it a little bit so that when the water gets there, it comes out. But if they're in a hurry and the boss is going, lay the brick faster, the
okay.
weight of the brick pushes it down and it tilts back. And if that's tilted back, when you hold that level and it's perpendicular to that metal and you're looking at the bubble, and if you're holding it up and the bubble is on the wrong side of that level and you can adjust it to see,
you
need a bricklayer to come and cut out that brick, reset
okay.
the lintel, and put
okay.
in that brick again.
Okay. Okay. Well, and now, you know, within the last few years, the window on the above that is starting to leak now, too.
Sure. Well, the house starts to settle.
Okay, got it.
I mean, it always settles, and it could be the same. It could be the same issue. That is assuming that you don't have any tuck pointing issue or anything like that that's going on. I mean, tuck pointing can be a real issue too. And you know, today I'm telling you, this is this morning is when you have to do this because the snow and the cold is coming.
Okay.
So, you know, in particular on that first floor, really take a look at the mortar joints. And see if you see any separation, if there's like little hairline cracks between the brick and the mortar, in particular on the little vertical joints. Because if the water hits there, sealing it isn't going to do you any good because that needs to be a tighter fit and you may need to tuck point it. But I bet you it is. But I bet you it is. It's those lintels are pitched backwards.
Okay.
In particular, because you tell me it's been leaking for years.
Yeah, and you know what? When it rains, you know,
only when it blows, right?
Yeah, I was going to say it's only sometimes when it rains.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, awesome.
Son of a grandson of a bricklayer. There you go.
Perfect.
All right, talk to you later.
Thank you so much.
8:23 in the morning. Lou Manfredini, the Mr. Fix It Show. We'll be back right after these. We have to give a very special birthday shout out. Where'd you find this version?
You know,
what is this version?
This is a live
lousy version. Start again. Go find a better version. This man is only going to turn this age once, and you're blowing it. You don't want me to tell his age? All I'm going to say is this man, whom I know.
Happy birthday to you.
Okay, this works.
Same band.
It's the same band.
Oh, I kind of like this one. I think I'm going to use this instead of the other one.
So Lindsay's father, Jim Kreitzer, it's his birthday today.
It is.
And she's not going to let me tell his age, which I won't. But all I'm going to say is, you know, I've met your mother. I know your mother. Why is she married to such an old guy? She's a young, beautiful woman. And she's, I mean, I think it's time she gets a boyfriend. Younger guy. That can keep up with her?
Actually, he's very, very young. He had me very young.
He did, right. Mm-hmm. Right. He was I'm not gonna say, but happy birthday, mm-hmm. James. Very nice.
Yeah, happy birthday, Daddy.
And you're gonna take Dad out to dinner?
We are. We're gonna go out to a nice dinner this evening with the four of us, my husband and my lovely parents.
Very nice. Well, happy birthday, Jim. I hope you have a nice day and everybody's nice to you, and it's just a number. It's a big number, but it's just a number.
It's not even.
Really? What is your mother doing with such an old guy? Right? Because she was like 16 when she had you, right? Wasn't that right?
Yeah, just turn the radio off.
Oh, okay, never mind. Happy birthday. Very nice.
Love you, Dad.
Love you. I love you, too. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Back to the phone lines. This is, that's not it. How about this? Joyce in Naperville. Hi, Joyce. You're on WGN. Well, wait 1 second. Let me try that. Hi, Joyce.
Hello,
I'm sorry.
How are you?
Nice to talk to you. How can I help you?
Well, my daughter has a condo in Chicago, and in the bathroom is a marble.
You know, Lou, you've done this for a long time.
What is
time.
That?
I think it's time to drop Lou.
Hold on.
I think you should be like Madonna. You should just go.
Sorry. I don't know what
That's
happened.
Right. So anyway, the shower has weep holes at the very base, and the weep holes are an inch by a half inch in the marble shower, and it looks to me like moisture is getting behind those, and I'm just wondering if they're necessary.
Wait a minute. You have a marble shower.
Yes, and they...
Marble tiles. When did you have this done?
When I bought the condo, it's 3 years ago, 4 years ago.
And there's actually holes that they told you about?
Well, no, and then I saw these little holes, so I called the guy that sold it to me. It was a brand new condo. And there's weep holes, and they cut out a half inch by an inch, inch long, half inch high, at the base of the shower next to the door. And they said they're the weep holes. So I looked it up online, you know, a few years ago, because I thought, well, this is kind of strange. And to me, the water's getting up behind there.
By the door. Okay, now, let me understand this. So this is a shower base.
Correct.
And is the base tile or is it a synthetic base?
It's a synthetic base.
All right, so it's like a fiberglass base, and then there's a shower door. Is it a sliding door?
No, it's on hinges.
So it's like an all glass door.
Correct.
That hangs on the wall, doesn't touch the base.
No, it touches the base.
I mean, it touches the base with a with like a piece of weather stripping.
Right. Yeah, the door hangs on the wall.
Correct. Now, is the door? I'm just trying to picture this. Is the door the entire width when you enter?
Yes.
All right. Now, so it's three sides of marble.
Yeah, it's two full sides and a half of the other side because the other half is also a glass.
Okay. Tell me where the weep holes are along the bottom edge of everything.
Along the bottom edge on each side of the door, in the tile.
The front and the back.
No, the front.
When I'm standing in the shower, if I'm standing in the shower looking at the shower head, there's weep holes at my feet in front of me and behind me.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Next to the door. I know.
And the marble goes all the way up to the ceiling?
The marble goes, no, not up to the ceiling. It goes above, you know, the shower.
Right. So you're not splashing water above there.
Correct.
Hmm.
And that's why I'm thinking that these weep holes just, I've toyed with this for 4 years, and it's like, okay, and then last time I went down
and
there.
And they're a half inch high?
Yes, they're a half inch, and they're a full inch wide. So along the base, it's a full inch.
And if you shine a flashlight in there, what do you see?
I'd have to look, do that.
Get down on your hands and knees in your shower?
Yeah, I'm not down there.
That's very odd to me that this would be there.
Yeah, because when I called the contractor or, you know, the guy that built this, he got back to me and he said, oh, well, those are weep holes. They're necessary. And I looked online and some people say, oh, yes, you have to put weep holes in. And I thought, well, I don't have weep holes in my shower at my house and I pile, but it's just kind of weird. And I'm thinking that there's moisture getting behind that.
Well, so all I can think is, again, not knowing how it was built, if they put a moisture barrier behind it and then they put like a thin set to hold it, there's a little bit of separation there, but moisture shouldn't be getting behind it. It's not a steam shower, correct?
Correct.
So
yeah, it's just a regular shower. It does not have a rain head or anything.
Yeah, I would, that makes no sense to me.
Well, I thought about taking off all the caulking at the base, telling my daughter and her husband they have to use the other shower, and then letting it dry out for a week, plugging up these holes, and then re-caulking. But I thought I'd call you first.
That would sound like a good plan.
Okay.
That's what I would do. And then that way you can seal that all up. It doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. Veronica, I'm sorry. You know, I get very, I get in my trance and I want to help people and then I'm running late. I apologize.
I do not mind at all.
8:33 in the morning. Time now for WGN Radio News.
You're listening to Mr. Fix-It with Lou Manfredini. Any problem, large or small, he's here to help with his riveting advice.
If there's a screw, I want you to tighten that screw a little bit.
To the right.
To the, yeah, righty tighty lefty loosey. Go ahead, say that.
Righty tighty lefty loosey.
His words of encouragement.
You can do this. Say this with me. I'm smart enough, I'm strong enough, and gosh darn it, people like me.
Anything he can do to make your weekend better.
Listen, you want to be even happier this morning?
Yeah.
Put a little Bailey's in your coffee.
So, from his coffee cup to yours, cheers. Now back to Lou.
We got to do more Bailey's in the coffee. We just got to do it. Why not? Welcome back to the Mr. Fix-It Show. You know, I think I have another idea, and I was just thinking the righty-tighty, lefty-loosey thing. Do you remember I said that to you yesterday? You need to get on the microphone. Remember, this is radio. You can't acknowledge me and not tell people. How about now?
How about now? Nice try.
I know. So Lindsay is setting up her own little studio at home to do recordings and, you know, it's all good. You got a nice little spot there. And so she's texting me back and forth and I'm giving her advice. You need this, because I have one at my home as well. And so I FaceTimed her and she was like, all right, well, see this doesn't fit, whatever. How could I do that to help people like that? It would be like a full-time job.
Right.
But think about that. If I could be on a FaceTime with people when they had a problem, and then I could spend, because did I not solve the problem?
You did. And it was great. I mean, really, I mean, I showed you that little piece. And
you're like, look at this. It doesn't fit. I go, well, see, you need a knife. And you're like, what do you mean? I go, that unscrews and then it'll fit in that piece.
Amazing. Fix it FaceTime. Fix it.
There's something here.
FaceTime fixin'.
Right.
Hmm. That'd be kind of cool. I wonder if we could do it like through a web on the WGNradio.com webpage, or you could.
But think about this, okay? So think about this. This is where maybe this is something that Ace needs to do, okay? Think about this. If you, what did I just do? What did I just do when I chatted with somebody about something? The online chats. If you're buying something. Oh, I bought a new, for Christmas, one of the kids got a new cell phone. We had an upgrade for a cell phone. And so Verizon has some, you know, crazy deal where you, if you buy the phone and you do the monthly plan instead of the, they want to get out of the, you buy the phone for $200 and then you have a 2-year thing because they're losing money. So instead what they want to do is have you pay monthly, whatever it is, $25 or $30, whatever it is, for the phone. But then as an incentive, they discount the monthly fee for the data. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So essentially, when you do the numbers, it's a wash. Okay. But it was a little confusing on the website. So while you're on the website looking, all of a sudden, little things go boop. Want to chat live? I'm like, okay. Hey. Hello there. Hello.
What chat site were you on?
Hello, chat person. Oh. So I'm chatting with the Verizon person. And, you know, here's my question. Hi, this is Dave. Hey, Dave. Blah, 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 blah. If I buy this phone, you know, I ask a question, you know. I'm typing, and then he comes back and he answers my question. So it was really convenient. Mm-hmm. I had the question, he answered, whatever. Now imagine if Ace on their website from, like on the weekends or in the evenings, they had a way where they had a room, right? And you had a plumber, an electrician, and a carpenter, and an Indian chief. Oh, no, wait, that's the village people. And you had them in a room. And people could dial in, they could FaceTime and say, hi, Ace Expert, here's my question. I've got this problem with this toilet. Show me the toilet. All right, you see that right in there? That's the float. This? No, that, and that's what I was doing to you. No, I go, show me this. And you were pointing and whatever. No, and you're talking to the guy. It's kind of cool.
It's a good idea.
How do you monetize it? Can't do it for free. The lady called today with the radon. Mm-hmm. The first lady said, I'm worried about radon in my house. Or no. The lady with the plumbing issue with her laundry tub, that it was clogged. I know you don't listen. And I said, look, if you try this thing, it'll cost you $10. And if it works, it's $10. If it doesn't work, then you got to call a plumber. But now if you could say whatever, I mean, there's something here. It's like Angie's List with real people. I don't know if that's the right analogy. But I was thinking that as I was helping him, like, look at this technology. I've got all this knowledge, right? I mean, not that I'm a know-it-all, but, you know, I'm mechanically inclined. You would have looked at that piece all day and wondered, how come this doesn't fit?
Right. I didn't even know that it came out.
Correct. So, see what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it was a simple thing. Just unscrew that, and now the fitting's going to be different. And so that's the thing that so much of what I do when people are like, oh, my gosh, you know so much. How is it you know so much? And I, you know, I never say this. I tell people this on the air. If you really listen, it's the same 10 questions every week. It's not. But you know what I mean? It's a lot of the same thing. But it's the thing. If I just knew, because people are nervous, right? They're like, you mean I can pull it? I can turn it? And yeah. And it's not going to break because you're so nervous about it. There's something there.
Mm-hmm. You should have a radio show.
You're right. I'm going to get a radio show. I'm going to do that. Okay, let's switch gears. Maybe our guest can help us with this idea. Here is a interesting, this is an interesting product that it's a stackable stone. I'm familiar with this company and I'm familiar with this product. And I wanted to talk to someone from the company because I wanted you to learn more about that. Joining me on the phone right now is Ralph Bruno. Ralph is the president of Novik Stone. It's a natural-looking stone product that offers a seamless visual appearance that's just fantastic. Their website is novik.com. Mr. Bruno, thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me, Lou.
Now, before we get any further, I know that you guys are based in Quebec City. You know, here in Chicago, we have a little team called the Chicago Blackhawks. I need to know your hockey allegiance before we get started.
Well, we're headquartered in Quebec, but I'm actually in North Carolina. Grew up on Long Island, so I grew up an Islander fan.
All right.
Dynasty of four straight cups in the early 80s.
Right, okay, very nice. And the Islanders are actually having a pretty good season this year.
They are playing out of Brooklyn now instead of Long Island.
Yeah. Now, are you still based in New York? No, you're in North Carolina.
Yeah, I live just outside of Durham, North Carolina.
Got it. All right. But once you're a New Yorker, you can't let go of that allegiance.
Exactly.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Well, thank you for joining us this morning. Tell me a little bit about your company and the products that you guys manufacture for the home.
Sure. Well, the main product that you mentioned, Lou, is called Novik Stone. We manufacture and we've been making Novik products for close to 20 years out of Quebec. We sell throughout the U.S., and Novik Stone really is growing rapidly because of the demand in the marketplace today for masonry and stone-like products on the exterior of homes. You know, it wasn't too long ago where the exterior of the home was all monochromatic, right? If someone was doing a yellow siding, they wanted yellow all over. Well, the styles have changed where folks are looking for mixed materials, different colors and designs and textures. So our Novik Stone fits perfectly into that new design trend to break up the exterior of the home and get nice stone accents, either as a knee wall or along certain portions of the exterior.
I think I did a project. You know, I'm a former home builder, and I want to say 15 years ago, when Novik was brand new, I was on a project where it was the first time that I saw this stackable stone. And if I'm remembering correctly, it was monochromatic. It was one, you know, it was like a Model T, right? Any color as long as it's black. It wasn't black, but it was a gray or color. And you mounted an angle iron to the wall, and the thing just started stacking. Is that essentially what this is?
Yeah, and that was probably first generation.
Right.
Which you said it was 14. We have come a long way in the technology. So it's basically the same installation you spoke about. Very lightweight.
Right.
Very easy to install.
But it's so cool looking. And now, I mean, spending some time on your website. And really, you guys are in such a sweet spot right now because this whole applied stone look is such a big part of design now, and the fact that you guys can sort of toot your horn to say, hey, we've been around for 20 some years, really puts you guys in a nice spot.
Yeah, we think so, and certainly the demand and growth of our product mirrors that. And with all that stone demand, one of the really beautiful things about Novik Stone is how easy it installs. We like to refer to it as attainable luxury, because a lot of folks would like a stone or masonry look.
Yeah.
But then once they see the price of getting a mason, the price of the stone, it's out of their budget. With Novik Stone, looks identical to real stone, yet on an install basis, closer to a traditional siding. So it gives the homeowner that attainable luxury that they're looking for.
Right. Talk a little bit about the ability to use this in a remodeling situation, where if you wanted to kind of change the look of a home or put a half wall of masonry or, you know, Novik rather, with siding on top or something else. I mean, there's really possibilities in that realm as also.
Oh, absolutely. Approximately 50% of our sales go to the remodeling community, the other 50% to new home construction. So as folks are upgrading the exterior of their homes, very easy, regardless of what siding they pick. One of the other nice properties of Novik Stone, it complements any siding, whether someone's using vinyl, whether they're using fiber cement, traditional wood.
Mm-hmm.
The Novik Stone will create that nice accent and installs just like a mainstream product. So a traditional remodeler or, quite frankly, a DIYer can install our product. You need a skill saw, a hammer, and nails, and a level, and very easy to install it. So
a lot of siding contractors are delving into this because, I mean, the installation part of it is, while it's not exactly like putting siding, but it is applying an exterior finish to a home, and those are some of the contractors that are doing this work, correct?
Correct. And with the demand, right? As you look at some of the products like fiber cement and some of the wood products, they do not do well close to ground contact.
Right.
As you know, in Chicago with all the snow and moisture.
They don't like to tell people that, but that is true.
It is true. So Novik Stone's impervious to moisture.
Right.
So as you build up the knee wall around the house, the moisture in the snowbank against Novik Stone, because we're impervious to moisture, will actually extend the life of the whole siding job because the siding on top will stay away from that moisture.
Now, the early generation that I was exposed to, as I mentioned, was a single color. It had a single plane, you know, when it went up there. I mean, it was nice-looking stuff. I mean, it was, at the time, I remember thinking, wow, this is the coolest thing ever. Talk a little bit about the colors that are available. I assume you also have now textures where it's got a little bit of depth in it on the install as far as the range of products that are available.
Yeah, so we've come a long way since that initial introduction, Lou. I would tell you the stone itself comes in a variety of different, if you think of natural stone, there's not just one stone. So our most popular is actually the latest one we introduced, which was called Dry Stack. It replicates dry stack stone, and dry stack stone, when you look at it, has no mortar lines. You're just stacking stone on top of another.
Right.
So we have a dry stack look. We have a stack stone look, which has bigger stones with a little bit of a mortar line, all the way up to a product that's very popular in the Midwest, a river rock or a field stone, which is those larger boulder-type stones
right.
with really large sort of mortar in between. Does very well up in the lake areas and the like. And all the products, as I said, easy to install, moisture resistant. There's six different styles, and each one of those different styles of stone comes in about 4 to 6 different color variations that'll regionally match the locale in which they're installed.
That is so cool. Really cool stuff. All right, we're going to put up a link on our website as well as my Facebook page. I think we've got some photographs of it as well. Ralph Bruno is the president of Novik Stone. If you'd like more information or to learn more, their website is Novik, and that's Novik.com. Mr. Bruno, I appreciate you getting up with us this morning. I hope you have a really nice weekend.
Thank you, Lou. Appreciate the time.
Take care. 8:54 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after these. There we go. Hey, Blackhawks fans. Come with WGN Radio and spend a hockey-filled three-day weekend away in Minneapolis, Minnesota. This February 20th through the 22nd, you'll travel by chartered coach north to the Twin Cities to see the outdoor alumni game at TCF Bank Stadium on the University of Minnesota campus. Oh, go Gophers! And then on Sunday, it's the Chicago Blackhawks facing the Central Division rival Minnesota Wild at the 2016 Coors Light NHL Stadium Series outdoor game. So much fun. Your tour includes accommodations at the Hampton Inn Minneapolis downtown, steps from restaurants and nightlife, two breakfasts, and game tickets. Call 800-881-8804 to book your tour. That's 800-881-8804 to book the tour or find pricing and booking information at WGNradio.com/events. Oh, my gosh, that sounds so much fun. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Ace Hardware and ChevyDrivesChicago.com. Remember, 312-981-7200 is also our text line. We'll do our Just Text Me segment after 8:30 this morning. My wife said when I came up with the FaceTime thing, now, mind you, she's out of town, still bossing me around. She said, wait, I'm going to tell you. She texted me. Stop making more work for yourself. How about you do one FaceTime call a week on your radio show? The person is able to show you their problem and, of course, sponsored by Verizon or somebody. There's something here. I'm telling you, there's something there. We got to do something with the camera or with the thing or whatever. And then I just got to keep describing it, remembering that everybody else is on the radio. But we do. But you know who sponsors it? Xfinity, your internet provider, right? I don't know what else I got to do to help these people make money over here at this radio station. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Here is Judy in Lake Villa. Hi, Judy. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi. I bought a house out here in Lake Villa. It's a brick ranch.
Unfortunately for me, and I knew it in advance, the house is heated by baseboard electric heaters. I got my bill the other just before Christmas. It was $350.
Yikes.
I've had people out here. I don't know whether it's worth it to convert to gas forced air, but I think because it's going to be so cold, my question is, I don't have all the thermostats in the rooms turned on. And I don't know if these thermostats are sensing, is the ones that are on, if they're sensing the temperature in the room. They're very old thermostats. They go from low to like 70 or 80 degrees. So I get them somewhere like a little bit over 60 for the rooms that my bedroom and the family room. But I don't know whether I should see if I should get digital thermostats or how I can figure out if these thermostats are. I can hear them in the bedroom. I can hear the metal kind of creaks in that when it gets warm. I can hear they're going on, but I don't know if they're sensing the temperature in the room or not.
Okay, let me ask you this question. So does every room have its own thermostat?
Yes, sir, it does.
And is it on the baseboard itself or is it up on the wall?
It is up on the wall, sir.
Okay. Okay, so here's a way to test all this. Is that at the hardware store, you can buy a little thermostat, temperature gauge, and even it has a little humidistat on it as well for about $10. And it's just a mechanical device that will register the temperature. And so you can go to each one of these rooms and set it at 70 degrees or whatever, and then in the middle of the room, set this thing down. And after about, with the electric baseboard heat, I would say after about 4 hours, you should see what that temperature is and see if it's registering correctly. So that's one way for you to test that out.
Okay.
Electric heat is not the most, it's actually a very efficient way to heat because almost 100% of the electricity you pay for turns into heat. So that's a good thing. But the problem is the electric bill gets pricey.
Yes.
Now, tell me the house. Is it a ranch?
Yes, it is, sir. It's about 1,800 square feet, three bedrooms, family room, living, dining room, no crawl space only, no basement, attached garage.
And, so, is the crawl space the entire length of the house?
Yes, unfortunately, yes.
Okay, so, well, that's a fortunate thing. And your attic is an unfinished attic?
Yes, sir.
So, a couple things. You could get an estimate to have a new heating and cooling system installed either in the attic or in the crawl. That would be, I assume there is gas service where you live.
No. Well, yes, in the area, yes, there is. Okay. Not to my home, though.
Right. So you'd have to investigate getting a gas meter, okay, mm-hmm. which, mm-hmm. If in fact there's a cost involved in all of that. And, okay. I mean, but the thing is that, your gas bill could be $200 a month.
Yeah.
Okay, now, what about air conditioning? Do you have air conditioning in the home?
Yes. Before the previous owner moved out, he installed air conditioner. So, that's the other thing. I was wondering if maybe I could get...
Oh, wait. So, you have central air?
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, then the ductwork's already in.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah. So the ductwork, and is it up in the attic?
Yes, sir.
Right. So I'd get an estimate, because if the ductwork's already in there, they could put in a furnace probably the thing is, the gas is the big issue.
Right.
But the cost to put in a furnace if you already have the AC is less than you think. You're in Lake Villa.
Yes, sir.
Why don't you call the people at American Weathermakers?
American Weathermakers. Okay.
They're out of Northbrook. You can go to AmericanWeathermakers.com. 855-955-HVAC.
VAC.
HVAC. Look at that. See, the songs work. They work. They work.
Yeah.
And if you need if you need carpeting, go to Empire 1-800. No, I'm kidding. Call them and get an estimate, but do the little thermostat trick that I talked about, and you'll at least know if what you have currently to get you through the short term is working. And do me one other favor. Hang on a second, because I want to send you out a Mr. Fix-It Lose Crew T-shirt. courtesy of our friends at Fox Home Center and ALSUP, created by Rags of Honor, helping veterans get back on their feet.
Great. Thank
you so
much.
Hang on 1 second. We'll get your information. I appreciate you calling. 9:19 in the morning. We'll be back right after these. By the way, two things. You need to come downtown. Did I talk to you about this? Cindy's Rooftop. It's on the top of the Chicago Athletic Club. We came down over the Christmas holiday. I guess I haven't told everybody what we've done over the Christmas holiday with the kids. We went to brunch. My wife got us set up. We went to brunch at Cindy's Rooftop. It's on top of the Chicago Athletic Club. It looks out over Millennium Park. It's a beautiful setting with a whole glass ceiling on the top and really funky food, cool, like shared platters that you have for breakfast. I guess you can go there for cocktails. It's really cool. Gotta go there. It was so funny. We're leaving, and I was so impressed by it. And, you know, now I'm Mr. Instagram. And the woman is at the hostess counter. And I said, "What's your Instagram?" And she goes, "My Instagram?" I go, no. The restaurant, this girl's like 20-something years old. This creepy man is asking for her Instagram
Poor
account.
Girl.
I go, no. Cindy's Rooftop is really good.
How did you hear about it?
My wife.
She knows everything.
I didn't know anything. And we go there, and it was
awesome.
Really cool.
Good.
They have this huge balcony outside. You can walk outside and take these lovely pictures of Millennium Park. There's Maggie Daly Park right there and the little ribbon and then the lake.
And then in the summer, is it seating outside?
I would imagine.
Nice.
It's cool. It's really cool. You definitely have to go. 9:23 in the morning, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. This is Dick in Arlington Heights. Dick, thanks so much for hanging on.
Yeah, good morning, Lou. How are you?
Good. How can I help you, sir?
Good. I have a chimney problem. I am getting water in our utility room when he freezes, and only when it freezes. And then
when what? You mean outside freezes?
Well, no. I think it's the flue in the chimney.
Huh.
I think it's cracked.
Okay.
That clay tile flue.
Okay.
And I had a gentleman come out, and he wants to put a stainless steel liner in there. And he...
what is this chimney service? Is it
a hot water tank and a furnace.
Okay.
And he tells me that the BTUs between the furnace and the hot water tank isn't enough to take the condensation out of the clay tile.
Right.
And I think that the clay tile is cracked someplace in the water when it freezes, and then the furnace goes on, and the heat comes down, and it, you know, the condensation comes into the.
Right.
So he wants to put at the clay tile 7 inches wide, or, you know, in circumference, and then he wants to put in a 4-inch stainless steel liner.
Okay.
Is that,
how much?
$3,000.
Okay. Now
put new caps on, and you know, and do the caps on the chimney and everything.
All right. Now let me ask you this. So this chimney only feeds your water tank and your furnace. There's no fireplace.
No, the fireplace has a separate chimney, and there's no concern with that.
How old is your furnace?
Oh, I would say 7 years.
Okay. How about the water tank?
That's only about 6 years.
Okay. Okay, so where I was going to go is if the equipment was older, I would tell you to consider doing a 90-plus system that direct vents out the side, and you could abandon the chimney.
Yeah.
So instead of spending $3,000 on a liner, okay, you could use that money to invest in a new furnace and AC and, well, at least the furnace, and direct vent out, and then do the same thing with the water heater. Now, if your AC is only 7 years old, you could keep that and only do, I mean, now we're talking about a $10,000 versus three.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it really doesn't make sense. I would tell you to get a couple estimates on the chimney. Did you have an HVAC guy come out and do the chimney, give you the estimate?
Well, it's just a chimney repair service, you know.
Was it?
They do chimneys.
Was it Lindemann?
No.
Okay. get another estimate. Call Lindemann. Okay, where are you? Arlington. I mean, get another estimate. Okay, three. I mean, the number doesn't sound bad. You know, I don't know the access and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't just get one estimate.
Yeah.
And the thing is that if you're getting condensation like this, that all makes sense as far as, you know, to your point, am I spending the money for the right thing?
Mm-hmm.
That all makes sense to me, but I'd get another estimate. I mean, if Lindemann comes in and they save you a couple $100, they're a fine company, and I would have zero issue telling you to go call them to do the work.
All right. The other concern I have, though, Lou, is if he puts this liner in, will I still get condensation?
No, no. So the whole idea here, his whole point, and it's your 7-year-old furnace and water heater, they're so much more efficient than the one. How long have you lived in this house, Dick?
42 years.
Yeah. So the original furnace you had was about as efficient as you are.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you.
And I mean that with the utmost respect.
Yeah, I realize.
But so that new one, it's using all the energy to heat your home, so it's more efficient. So the waste gas, what it exhausts out, isn't hot enough. So
mm-hmm.
it gets super cold, and the physics of it all, as it goes up, that clay tile absorbs the heat. By the time it gets to the top, the cold weather, to your point, when it's really cold, the whatever the gas is there, it just rolls at the top, and just a little bit comes out, and that turns into moisture, comes back down and leaks.
Uh-huh.
So when you do the liner, the whole idea is the liner now concentrates the exhaust and doesn't allow the clay tile really to absorb that heat because it's a smaller flue and it goes straight out.
Oh, okay.
See what I mean?
Yeah, that sounds...
Yeah, so it will solve your problem, but I would definitely get another estimate. Do you have a pencil?
Yeah, I'm ready to write.
Lindemann is 866...
866...
Wood, W-O-O-D,
mm-hmm.
890.
890.
And you tell them I told you to call, and they'll come out and give you an estimate on what has to happen, and at least you'll get another price. You know what I mean? So you're not holding the bag. Listen, you hung on a long time. Hang on one more second. I know I'm only supposed to give out one of those shirts, but I want to give out another Mr. Fix-It Loose Crew T-shirt. Hang on, and it's from our friends, sponsored by Fox Home Center, and it's made by Rags of Honor, putting veterans back to work. We'll be right back.
And we call it a phone, but we don't really use it much as a phone, do we? No, we don't.
Time for Just Text Me.
I don't have to talk. Oh, my God, I got to talk. Talking is work. You've got to make facial expressions. You got to suck air in. You got to blow it out.
It's our Just Text Me segment. You can text me. Just don't text and drive. Is it texting and driving if I talk to Siri to text?
Yes.
That is too?
Mm-hmm. Kind of. I mean,
but I'm
like, if a cop sees you on your phone talking, he's going to pull you over because he thinks that you're texting. I don't think you're supposed to use your phone at all when you're driving.
One that you can do is a hands free if you can call.
Right.
But isn't
I think the point is for you to not be messing with your device.
Okay.
Don't you think?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't. I don't want to say I do it, but I know what you're saying. It's much easier to...
It's my new thing to talk to
Siri
now. I've never done that before, and it's working out just fine.
Do you mess with Siri?
No, well...
Try it. It's kind of fun.
Is it?
Yeah.
So
ask a really bizarre question.
Our son Max, who's 14, he only texts using Siri,
mm-hmm.
you know? And he even does the punctuation, which is really funny.
Oh, I do it too.
Oh, I don't. I never did. I didn't realize...
Hi, Lou! Exclamation point. Do you... Are you going to the movies tonight, ?
Mm-hmm.
Because I am, period.
So Lou, seriously, try something with Siri like, do you love me, Siri? Or something. She gives really bizarre answers.
Really?
Yeah.
She does.
Oh,
that's pretty funny.
I know they took away, you used to ask her who let the dogs out, and now she doesn't do that anymore.
Oh, she doesn't?
No.
Who?
Yeah, that's funny. All right, hi, just text me. Don't text and drive.
Hands free. Oh. You know, you get some really funny texts here. I think we need to do like a new segment. A new segment.
It's only 3 hours. We need to be on 5 days a week to do all this stuff we're going to do. Ugh. I don't need another job. How can I help you?
So, this is one text that you got. Are you aware that you... Hi, dear sweet Lou. She's a nice lady named Carol.
Nice.
Are you aware that you begin every answer you give your loyal listeners with the word so? And you do. And you know why I know this? Is because I noticed this a while back, and now I do it all the time.
Yeah. You know what? I do notice that, and it actually, you know where I really notice it? I do it a lot on television, and it bothers me.
Really?
Uh-huh. I do so, and I say now. Like, I'm conscious of it.
And you have a stance, like, and if you...
But it's more conversational, I think. You know, that's what, and I think that that's just my go-to thing. But you're right, I am. I should be more aware of the words that I use.
I do it all the time now.
You say it all the time?
I'm with you way too much.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Yeah.
Okay, so the next question. And this guy texts you all the time.
What was that lady's name?
Carol.
Carol. Thank you, Carol.
Whenever you play the dog bark sound effect or your horn, you get his dogs all wound up.
And your news anchors.
And every time you do it, it cracks me up because I think of this poor guy sitting there with his two huge dogs. I don't even know how many dogs he has or what kind they are, but they're like barking hysterically.
It's like Enzo and the doorbell.
It's the funniest thing.
Enzo hates the doorbell.
Okay, now let's get back to the real questions here. What causes the plug that goes into the wall from a sump pump to get a green slime on it? Does that mean the valve or sump pump needs to be replaced?
Say that again.
What causes the plug that goes into the wall from a sump pump to get a green slime on it?
there I just said it.
It's hard.
The plug, more than likely, has copper contacts on it. The male end of the plug that goes in, and that's oxidation. Because it's also a copper connection in the receptacle as well. So if you unplug it, you can take a little steel wool and just wipe it away. That's it. And then to avoid it, you know, if you want to limit it, if you spray a little lightweight oil, mm-hmm. like WD-40, pop it back in there, that'll slow it down.
Great. Next question. My mom has this odor in her basement that really stinks. It's been this way for 15 years. It's unfinished with a gravel storage area crawl space. She gets no water in the basement. I see no mold. We've tried Freshwave and other fresheners. Could this be the sump pump?
It sounds
like a dead animal.
It could be the sump pump. It could also be the crawl space that's emanating those odors. And you can do a couple of different things. One is if you take the lid off the sump pump and you put your nose down there and all of a sudden you're like, wow, that's it. You can scrub the sidewalls of the sump pump pit. And one of the things that you can do is take a Pine Sol, pour half a bottle of Pine Sol down there, take a toilet brush and scrub the sidewalls top to bottom and below the water level of the sump pump. And if you see a little bit of the sump pump sticking up, scrub that as well. Moisture gets there and gunk will kind of stick onto the sidewalls, and cleaning that off will help. If you don't notice that odor coming emanating directly from the sump pump, then I bet it's the crawl. You have a couple of choices. First of all, she said she's lived in the house 15 years. Someday you got to sell that house. So probably the best thing to do in that crawl is to do one of these encapsulation systems that PermaSeal does. Sorry. And now I'm thinking about those dogs. They'll come in and put essentially a pool liner and vent from underneath it, and it will not smell anymore, and it'll be this nice, clean, usable space for storage, and I bet that solves the problem.
All right, and last question. We have a bathroom jacuzzi tub that hasn't been used in years. Mm. What do we need to get that thing going again?
Well, considering, hopefully, that it still works, the... More than likely, you're going to have some mildew that's accumulated in some of the pump, in the pipes. I'd fill it with water, hot water, and fire it up and see if you get chunks of black stuff coming out of it. And if you do, drain it, fill it back up again. What I've used in the past that works pretty well is the OxyClean cleaner, you know, the powdered cleaner. The thing you got to worry about is you're going to put maybe two capfuls, maybe three. When you start to circulate it, it's going to foam up like crazy. So keep an eye on it. When it starts to foam, turn the jacuzzi tub. You can usually adjust the motor. If you turn it down, it should foam less. But you want to articulate the motor on and off a few times to try and loosen that stuff up. But you want to let that thing run for probably a half an hour and get it to the point where it's not foaming over the top. Then drain it, fill it back up, rinse it again, and hopefully you've cleared it.
I'm going to try that, too. We have one, too, and I've never used it.
Yeah, but you may notice, is it the Jacuzzi brand?
No, oh, no, it's not. It's Pearl. But,
well, Pearl's very good. That's a very good brand.
Oh.
But Jacuzzi brand seems to have had, especially the older models, something in the way the piping sets, and it collects a little mildew when you don't use it a lot, and that's when you use it a lot, it's not a problem, and it should work.
Oh, that's all.
That's our Just Text Me segment. That's great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
9:44 in the morning. 312-981-7200 is also our phone number. That's the number that Bruce in Chicago called. Hey, Bruce, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. I want to remove my sliding glass shower doors. I wonder how to do it and what tools I need.
All right. What are they mounted on? Is it a tub? Is it a shower base?
It's a tub. It encloses the tub.
Okay, so the doors, to remove the doors should be pretty easy. You should see rollers on the top with some screws, or you should be able to just grab the doors, lift up, and pop them out. There may be a glide on the bottom, like a retaining clip that you may have to unscrew, but the doors will be the easy part, okay? Then that top rail, it's literally caulked into place. So if you take a utility knife and you kind of cut all the caulking around the frame that's connected to the tile.
No, I'm going to leave the frame on.
Oh, you're going to leave the frame on? You're just taking the doors off?
Yes, because I want to put in some handicap seating and the doors are in the way.
Oh, I see. And then you're going to put the doors back on?
No, I'm going to put them in storage and buy a shower curtain. You know, and then at a time we don't need the handicap seating, then I would
understand.
Take it out of storage.
Okay, so the sliding glass door, just the doors. There should you should be able to just grab the door, lift up and unclick it and pull it out.
Okay, and I don't need a screwdriver or an Allen wrench. Or...
Well, you may need a Phillips screwdriver if there's, depending on the type of door. Some have a little plastic retaining clip at the bottom that slides with the door. Or if you look at the edge of the door, you know, how the part of the door where it slides into the channel when you have the doors closed?
Yes.
There may be a Phillips screw right there that has a retaining clip that you unscrew to allow you to lift the door up and out.
Okay.
But it should be a pretty easy, removal. Then if you're going to leave them there, then you could put, as you mentioned, a shower curtain there and get the handicap seating in there. What about a handicap, any bars or anything like that?
I have those, too.
Okay. You're going to put those in?
Right.
Okay. All right. It should be that easy, sir.
Okay.
All right. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you calling this morning. 9:46 in the morning. Lou Manfredini. We'll take a quick break and be back right after these. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. This is James in Cary. Hey, Jim, you're on WGN.
Hey, Lou, how are you today?
Good, sir. How can I help you?
Lou, I have a issue with bathroom caulk. We had our bathtub with the whole bathroom remodeled last year. New bathtub placed in and tile put in. And the caulk that the remodeler used is literally melting. And I know that they used the GE silicone. So I need to re-caulk it today. So I'm wondering, what caulk do you recommend that won't melt with my wife's hot baths?
Well, that's weird that it's melting. And the thing is, the GE caulk is probably if it's 100% silicone, it would be the one that I would recommend that you use every time. When did they do this work?
Okay. Last January.
Yeah, so here's my guess, is that was sitting in the truck and it froze. And then they thawed it and then they used it. It shouldn't melt. Your wife can take the hottest bath in the world, and silicone caulk is good for 450 degrees. It's not that hot.
Okay.
I'm not saying anything about your wife, but she's, you know. Here's what I would do. Here's what I would do. You need to remove the caulking. What color was it? What was white or clear?
White.
Okay. So you need to remove all the caulking that's there. And you need to let it dry. So this is my trick. You're going to remove everything with a utility knife carefully and cut it all out, and then use a plastic putty knife if you can to scrape away everything that you can. And then put a fan on it and blow in like a small portable fan to blow and get some airflow going in there and let it do that overnight.
Okay.
Then tomorrow you're going to re-caulk it, because then we're going to make sure it's nice and dry, and then you're not going to be able to use that bath for another overnight. Are you
use it Monday morning, right?
Monday morning. Are you a good caulker?
Yes.
Okay.
Because
you know the trick with silicone. You know silicone's a little bit trickier than to get it done. I use the blue tape trick.
Yes. And on both sides.
On both sides. Then you get a perfect caulk joint every time. Make sure you tool it smooth. Monday. The GE Momentum caulk is the best stuff out there, and I have no qualms. My guess is it froze in the truck, and then they let it thaw, and that's why it's melting.
Okay.
All right.
Now, Momentum, I have not heard of the GE Momentum.
That's who makes the caulk, and the Momentum is the manufacturer, but they use the GE name.
And now, should I be going with the regular silicone or the silicone 2?
Regular silicone, 100% silicone in white.
Okay.
That's what you want, and it should be a pretty good job. Appreciate the phone call. We'll be back right after these.
Happy trails to you.
9:55 in the morning. Thank you so much for listening. It's time for Lou's Last Call, sponsored by Townstone Financial. Steve is down in Bloomington, Illinois. Fear the bird. How are you, Steve? Hello, Steve. What happened to Steve? All right.
Hey, let me back.
Let's try that again. Hi, Steve.
I'm here, Lou.
Hello, sir. How can I help you?
Well, first of all, I want to tell you, you and Lindsay are a delight. Every Saturday morning, great way to start the day.
Oh, you're so nice. It really is all Lindsay, but it's nice for you to include me in that.
Well, I didn't want to say that.
Well, you didn't have to agree with me, Steve. Well, it's funny, Steve. I mean, I have a bad connection, Steve. We can't hear you.
Well, then let me talk to Lindsay.
Right, exactly.
Shoot me back over. Lou, I hate to beat a dead horse on this sump pump thing, but I like to be proactive because I've been burned once on this. But the release pipe that comes out, obviously, from the side of the house.
Yeah.
And takes an elbow in it and takes a 90-degree angle. We wrapped that this year in a cover, like a blanket, and put duct tape on it and then put plastic over that. Is that going to help as far as freezing of the pipe?
It comes out of the house and it 90s and goes into the ground?
Well, actually, there's about a 3 feet section where it's pitched, and then it goes into the ground.
Yeah. And you have that whole thing covered?
We do.
Yeah.
We don't have at right where the ground is. I didn't put anything on that. So there's about maybe 6 inches or 8 inches of pipe that's exposed. But from the house down to that point, maybe 3 feet, that's all covered. And then plastic over the top with duct tape on that.
Yeah. But
is that going to warm it up enough?
It's a good look, Steve. It's
not really.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, it'll if it's all pitched correctly, sure. Does your sump pump run a lot in the winter as well?
Yes.
Okay. The problem is it's the pipe that's under the ground. And so, you know, if there's some kind of corrugated plastic pipe down there that, you know, was put down years ago, and it was probably pitched correct, you know, let's assume it was pitched correctly, they wrapped it in gravel, they did everything right. But the problem is the ground moves. And you could have a little dip in the pipe. And so every time the water goes, that freezes. And a little bit more water goes, and it freezes, and it freezes, and it freezes. So one of the tricks is on that 90 coming out of the house. I want you to remove that 90 and put a T.
Put a T. Okay.
Okay. Now, the T is going to go, you're going to reconnect the pipe going into the ground. So it's going to go from the house down into the ground. But then you've got a T coming up. And you're going to take a little 6-inch long piece of pipe and stick it inside that T. Don't even glue it. Just stick it in that T. And then put another elbow, another 90-degree elbow on that facing out. Now.
Okay. If now, somebody else is going to be doing this, obviously, so.
You can do this, Steve. Who wrapped the thing in the blanket with the duct tape?
My wife and I did.
Oh, well, then you can. If you can do that, you can do this.
Okay.
All right. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to unwrap that thing. Today's a perfect day. Today's a perfect day to do that. Take a hacksaw and cut that elbow off. Right at that 90-degree elbow, cut it bang, bang, okay?
Okay.
Now you're going to be short when you put the T on. So you're going to go to the hardware store down there, and you're going to ask them to sell you it's probably 1.5-inch piece of white PVC. You're going to get a 3-foot-long piece. You're going to get a coupler. You're going to cut the pipe back a little bit. You're going to put in that T. You're going to glue the T to the 90 with some PVC glue. And you're going to get the remainder sticking up and then the elbow on the top. Now, when that pipe freezes and the water comes out, it's going to go up like a bubbler and spit out onto the lawn.
Okay, I understand what you're saying.
Kavish?
I do.
All right, hang on a second. I'm going to send you out a $25 gift certificate to Lou Malnati's Pizza. And they've got 47 locations, and they have really yummy pizza. And thank you all for listening very much. And the ladies are standing by. Hi, girls.
Hey, Lou, how often do you think that when people say, yeah, I know, how often do you think they really don't? Because sometimes you sort of get that they are connecting, and sometimes you get that they just are going, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You know what it is? Like, that guy already knew in the middle of the conversation that he was hiring someone to do it.
Yeah,
right, right. And I'm still trying to motivate him to do it. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to get my buddy.
The top of the T-joint, right. And he went, nah. Right. Yes,
I do the same thing, like, if I'm, you know, at an airport, and I'm like, can you tell me where you go to here, and you're already lost that all you do is you saw the point, and then you miss the other three things.
Yes.
Right. So,
exactly.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you. I'll ask somebody down by the bookstore.
Exactly. When I get that far down.
All right. Have a good one, Lou.
You too.